Georgia-Pacific is one of seven paper companies deemed responsible for discharging PCBs into the Fox River. The Clean Water Action Council of Northeastern Wisconsin is asking for more time to comment. The group's executive director is Becky Caters. She says by the time the comment period on the natural resources damage assessment is over, two more important reports will be released. Caters is expecting the results of another damage report in early August. That'll detail what other companies will pay to restore the environment. Also expected about that time is an overall report on sediment cleanup in the river.
This settlement with Georgia Pacific is just a little piece of that. That's why we think it's so premature to ask the public to comment on this when we don't know what those other two big plans are going to say.
The $14.5 million agreement with Georgia Pacific includes the transfer of 900 acres of woodlands the company owns along Green Bay. The state will get the land. But Cater says the whole deal amounts to about 20% of what the public is owed, according to a federal assessment released last year. The Clean Water Action Council is also requesting a public hearing. All written comments will be reviewed by a federal judge who will decide the fate of the deal between the state and Georgia Pacific. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.